And so here we are, worldwide live through VBS Radio. This is the Wednesday questions and answer call, taken care of by Vince. And this is, as usual, a simulcast with a conference call. And we had a few more people join in. I welcome those folks. If you have a chance, please say your name and location.
This is Ron in Mountain Grove.
Good evening, Ron, and welcome to the call.
Thank you, Ice. How you doing?
Great, man. Thank you.
Good.
I'm John from Las Vegas.
Good evening to you, John. Thank you for being here. And we had another caller come in. Welcome to the call. If you want to, feel free to say your name and location. However, we welcome you. Ron, have you spoken with Wanda?
You mean Carla?
Carla.
Yeah. No, I haven't talked to her yet. Is she
okay
on the line tonight?
Not yet.
Okay. Does pound one still work?
Say it again?
Does pound one or two still work?
Yes, it does.
Okay. Well, maybe when she comes on. If she comes on, I'll
answer
that way and we'll talk for a little bit.
All right. We had another caller to join in. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Marilyn, Pennsylvania.
Hi, Marilyn. Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
Hi, Marilyn.
Hi.
Hey, Marilyn.
Hi. Hi, everybody.
And then, Ron, she had asked if it was okay to give your phone number to her, and I want to ask you about this.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Uh-huh.
Ron, I guess you didn't hear me say hello to you.
Oh, hello. How you doing?
Mm-hmm. Crazy as ever.
Crazy as ever. Yeah, well, aren't we all?
Yeah. How's your weather?
We've had two nice days, but now it's going to get cold again. Cold and snowy.
Yeah, we've been snowing for 2 days up here, and it's supposed to drop down, I think, to single digits tonight.
Uh-huh. Yeah, we're going to have another sub-zero day here, or morning, the next day or two.
No fun.
Nope.
They showed something interesting on TV tonight. They showed how nature created ice caves on top of the Great Lakes. It was pretty interesting.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. All right. We had two more people join in. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
This is Don in Northern Ohio. Hi, everybody.
Welcome back, Don. Thank you for being here.
Thanks.
Hi, Don.
Hey, this is Had in Lake Oswego.
Is it Fred? Is your name Fred?
This is Had, H-A-D.
H-A-D. All right. Welcome to the call. How are you doing, Had?
I am doing well. I'm starting my gold mind meditation classes.
All right. All the best for that.
Thank you very much.
All right.
What is gold mind meditation classes?
This is meditation for people that have brain injury.
Oh.
Hello, this is Terry in Dallas.
Insight.
Welcome to the call, Terry.
Thank you.
All right. So, you know what? We have something in common. I had brain damage a long time ago, but I can't hear out of one ear due to brain damage.
And you've made peace with that?
And what, sorry?
Have you made peace with that
condition? Yeah, absolutely, yes.
And also, the word of the decade is neuroplasticity. Our brains can change themselves.
All right.
Good
evening, welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
This is Marilyn in Flagstaff.
Hello, Marilyn. Welcome back. How are you doing?
Thank you. I'm doing great.
All right. Thank you for being here.
Thank
and welcome
you
to the next call. Please say your name and location.
It's Cleo in Connecticut. Good evening, Heidi.
Oh, good evening to you, Cleo. Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
All right.
Hi, so I lost my hearing and most of a lot of my sight when I was about 3 years old from German measles.
Oh, yeah? Huh.
Yeah, I remember the doctor coming to the house and plunging me into ice water because my temperature was over 105. I was dying.
Did you recover your hearing and sight at all? Or?
My psyche developed more so. Not so much physical. I hear more spiritually than I do the physical.
Uh-huh. Welcome to the next caller. Please say your name and location.
Carol in Medicine Hat, Alberta.
Hello, Carol. Welcome to the call. How are you doing?
I'm doing good, thanks.
All right.
Is this Wynn speaking?
No, this is Ice.
Okay.
Wynn is not here yet.
Okay.
And welcome to the next caller. Please say your name and location.
Yeah, hi, it's Jane in Philadelphia.
Hello, Jane. Good evening. Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
All right. And welcome to the next caller. Please say your name and location.
This is Steve, West Palm Beach, saying hello.
Hello, Steve. Welcome back. How are you doing?
I'm doing good, thank you.
All right. And somebody else joined in. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Tim, Pennsylvania.
I did not copy. Will you repeat your name again, please?
Tim, Pennsylvania.
Well, welcome to the call. And I welcome also those people that are joining in through BBS Radio Online. Thank you for participating with this togetherness. And tonight we have questions answered, and we will wait for Wynn to join in here shortly.
Hey, Robert from Glendora. Hi.
Hello, Robert. Welcome to the call. And more people join in. If you have a chance, please say your name and location.
Yes, hello. My name is Bert Angel from Wesley Chapel, Florida.
All right, welcome to the call, Bert.
Thank you.
I particularly like your last name.
I'm sorry?
I particularly like your last name.
Yes, it means of an angel.
All right, man. More people have joined in. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, this is Sherry from Holly, Michigan.
Hello, Sherry. Welcome back.
Thank you.
All right. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Hello.
I certainly picked Donna Jim.
Yes, here.
All right. And I heard a lady's voice. Welcome. Please say your name and location. If you want.
Okay. Well, this is Shirley from Columbus.
Hello, Shirley. Welcome to the call.
Hi, Shirley. This is Marilyn.
Hello, Marilyn. Oh, this is the Marilyn from Pennsylvania. You were here.
This is Lone Wolf from Sedona.
Lone Wolf, welcome to the call.
Hi, Lone Wolf.
Hi there. Hi. Good day, everyone, or good evening.
All right.
Same to you.
And we are live on the internet through BBS Radio. Welcome all those people online joining in. Thank you for being here.
Welcome I'm sorry, I was thrown off the phone very, very unceremoniously.
All right, I'm glad you're back.
I'm back.
All right.
Welcome back, Jim.
Hey, thank you. Hello, everybody.
Hello, Jim.
Hey, Heist, what do you know about Tesla's car?
Very little.
Oh, okay. It has to do with electronics. You're supposed to know that stuff.
Yeah, no, I know very little about it. I know that Google's coming up with something right now.
I mean, that Tesla. I was thinking of, Nikola Tesla.
Nikola Tesla. No.
Oh, okay. The new Tesla car.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, more people join in. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Hello, everybody. Hello, Jim.
Valerie in Concord, California.
Hello, Valerie. Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
Hi, this is Terry.
Hi, Terry Brown. How are you doing?
Hi, I'm doing good. We had a cell phone outage most of today and with no service at all. Oh. But they put us back on line about an hour ago.
All right. I'm glad you made it.
Hi, Terry.
Hi, Terry.
Yeah. Hi.
Hey, Terry, perfect timing.
Yeah.
How's your teeth?
Well, healing, it's a process. to go through. I got my root canal piece, that root canal's removed because they harbor infection.
Those are bad.
Have you noticed no chemtrails over Sedona? No chemtrails over Sedona? No, I mean Lone Wolf.
Yeah,
we've had a few, but it's been getting better.
I don't think I saw any today.
I didn't see any today.
You know, we had here the same thing. We've been nothing but chemtrails for weeks, and then all of a sudden, a couple of days, nothing. Or one or two. It goes back and forth.
Hope it stays that way.
Yeah.
You know, one theory is we're having the film festival right now in Sedona. And the other theory is they've learned how to make them invisible. So,
that could very easily be.
Totally.
I just saw them a few days ago. So, hey, Wynn, this is Don. You know, I tried to resubmit my question like you suggested. Did you? I don't know if you got it or not because my internet went down like almost at the same instant I was trying to do that. So.
No, I got it.
Oh, okay.
I did. Okay.
Okay.
Hey, Wynn.
Let's see. Who was that? Robin?
I don't think.
No, this is Bert Angel.
Oh, hey. All right. Is Nikki there by any chance?
Who?
Nikki.
Nikki's no, she has not announced herself. No.
Okay.
Nikki is in North Hollywood, but this is Vaughn of Sedona.
Okay. All right. This is Vaughn of North Hollywood in Sedona, right?
That's correct.
All right. Hey, Vaughn.
And there were chemtrails here today.
There were?
Some over Boynton Canyon.
Okay.
Wouldn't it be nice if they just ran out of the junk they send in the air?
Yeah.
What if they just ran out of it? No more poison.
All callers are muted and they can unmute themselves.
Somebody sent me an email recently, which I didn't investigate, but they were saying there's this thing about our lakes going empty. And now that's not something I've been aware of, but I don't know if it's true or not, but they were implying that that's, you know, common knowledge that some of our big lakes in this country are losing water. And then they were making the case because they're bottling it and putting it underground, and that's where all the water's going. Now, I don't know if that's true. I'll check it out a little further. Terry, are you here?
She is here. Evan, can you back away from the microphone a little bit?
Terry.
Yes, I'm here.
Hey, did you just unmute?
Yeah, I did.
That was record time.
Yeah, I wondered how much of everything I said people heard.
Wynn, you're right. Jesse Ventura did a special on that. It is true.
It is true? Who said that? John?
Yes. Check out Jesse Ventura. He did a special on exactly what you're talking about right now.
Okay. Well, is everything that Jesse Ventura says true?
He does a pretty thorough investigation of it. You can check it out.
How come he's still alive?
I don't know.
John, I'm muting you. But thank you.
We're not recording yet, Wynn.
I know.
Okay.
This conference is being recorded.
This is February 25th, 2015. And all of us sailing our Earth ship through a dimensional shift through a period that obviously things are happening. And whether your eyes are open or however you interpret it, things are happening. And hold on to your seat. and store some food and water while you're at it. And we have some questions tonight. I think what we'll do is we'll just open it up and let our sources give us a little introduction or comments on what the world's in the middle of right now, and just let them take it as ever they see fit. I am recording. We just got back from Phoenix. If you didn't listen to last Sunday's call, it was quite extraordinary. We had, Terry and I were at something called the UFO Congress. And we had lots of interesting experiences there. It was also really tiring. Not for Terry. She didn't go. She stayed in the room most of the time. But I got really tired. I'm still recuperating. But the guy next to me was writing science fiction books. And I recognized him, kind of. I would have picked him to be an Elohim soul. I've learned to be able to pick Elohim souls in this realm. And I started telling him a little bit about my work, and he said, "My God, that's just what I wrote in my science fiction book." And so I'm sure he was kind of validating it because he thought he was making it up. And, of course, Terry thinks she's making it up. The whole interesting thing is when you're bringing through things from other dimensions, it has this surreal quality, like you're making it up, until you look at it afterwards and you say, "Did I say that? I didn't know that." But in any case, let's get started. Oh, one other thing I want to do before we get started is, first of all, I'd like to send the light to Dwayne, who passed away, and he has been a regular on our calls for quite some time, oftentimes in the background. And I wouldn't be surprised if he's listening right now somewhere, wherever he is. And Dwayne, we love you. We send you love and light. And thanks for being with us for those times that you were. And also, I'd like to send the light to Ted, Marilyn's husband, who's going through recovery from a hospital stay. And I'd like to send the light to Ariel. Keep that up. And all of you who are online, on the internet, and on the replays, Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect each person here. And any negativity be taken to the highest realms of light and transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the center of the universe, through the galaxies, through the Milky Way, through the solar system, through the outer energy field of planet Earth, through our bodies, and into the center of the Earth. And right now, we invoke a group energy connection while maintaining the sovereign integrity of our souls. And we invite those sources that are positive, service to others, honoring the law of one, to join with us. We create a protected space that only the positive has access to. And anything not of that nature must leave now. And I open the door for our sources to share with us whatever is they deem our best interest to know in this February 25th date of 2015. Thank you.
We greet you in the love light of the one infinite creator. This is Ra On, a section of the Elohim group, a section of the Ra group. And we come to you this 25th of February 2015 and available to provide love light assistance for any questions, anything you may have where we are able to serve you. We are honored to make this connection. We do not come over the telephone line. We do not come over BBS radio. It is the voice that comes. We come directly to you. You may sense us at a very high vibration. You may sense an extra added dimension. And we are there and we hear what you ask. Thank you. Do you have questions? When are you there?
I'm here, excuse me. We have a question from Don Herman, and he asks, how can he personally open up to his intuitive abilities, or more open up? Thank you.
Thank you. One of the first things is to step aside to the point of any prejudice, ideas, any really fixed beliefs that you have, any problems that you have, any concerns, to set down aside, to simply be there. And if there is mind chatter, to observe the mind chatter. What is the mind chatter concerning? And how can you set it aside for the time being? Sometimes it is very hard to set aside mind chatter. There is a thing called clairvoyance, where you can know things in the astral. And if something is going on at a certain vibration, and you tune to that vibration, you can tune in much like a radio to see what is going on. True psychic ability is to set the whole astral aside and allow the source from beyond to come through. And this generally takes practice. So the first thing is little baby steps to work with your mind chatter, to learn how, as much as possible, to set it aside, and then to tune to whatever subject it is that you wish to intuit about, and see what it is, whether it is watching the snow above the roof, Christmas tree lights across the country, whether it is sensing the presence of a thought from a friend, whether it is seeing a ghost. It takes tuning and setting the mind aside to be open to receive. Thank you.
Thank you. Rizya in Toronto. You know, the first question, Rizya, should I continue teaching arts class or should I take a low-paying part-time job? I think it's something, it's your realm to decide. I don't believe they're going to tell you what to do. I think you have to look at your own intuitions. You have to feel it and then say, this is what feels right, or this one feels right. And then change your mind. If you find yourself thinking you made the wrong decision. Okay, now, next question here is from John Soboronski in Las Vegas. And the first question, I'm going to ask a general question before I ask John's, well, a general question related to John. John is doing the process of writing down dream messages, attempting to, and he is getting some information, and I'd like to ask the question before I get his information. Can you comment on this being a good technique for John to do, and the idea that he's going to get possibly helpful information? Thank you.
Thank you. It is good to write your dreams down, and then when you have written them down, to correlate with what has happened before you're going to sleep. If, for instance, you fall asleep with radio on, you might find yourself dreaming of scenarios that were talked about on the radio while you were sleeping, and the outside world is coming into your dreams. If you prepare yourself before you go to sleep, quiet and lights out, and to center yourself and to ask for any information that you may be seeking or a resolution of problems, then you often will work on it during the night, and some information may come in, and suddenly after in the morning or after a couple of days, you may suddenly look at the problem and say, oh yeah, this is really clear what needs to happen here. If the dreams are very relative to things you have been thinking about and trying to resolve, you know that you have made a good connection with your higher self to begin to work on those things. Some people have connections with soul groups, and as they are sleeping, the soul group may come in and give them information. For instance, scientists sometimes get information concerning technical problems they're working on. They have connected with the higher portion of their soul group and are exchanging information in the other realm. There is more information on this, however, this is all we wish to impart at this time.
Thank you. Thank you. In general, sometimes people think if something came from dreams, it's something that is, has special relevance, and they might give their power up to it, or say, I should do this because it was in a dream. But dreams can also pick up negative sources as well. Is that true? Can you comment on that?
Yes. Dreams can come from negative sources, but it usually means that you have attention on a negative source, and that grants them access. if there are negative sources that you wish to avoid or not have come in, then eliminate your attention and interest in those areas. Cut the vibrational ties, and they will not come in.
Thank you. So John's particular question had to do with information he received in a dream where he was married to someone named Cortland in the 1917 period of time, who was blonde and blue eyes and lived in New York, and she died in an accident. And he wants to know, was this from his imagination, or was he actually recalling a past incident?
These things are not generally from your imagination, and dreams can come in and can replay incidents from one's past. And see if you dream more about this with more information and more pictures, and see how you feel about this. Do you get feelings when you remember the pictures in the dream? How do you feel about this? And be your own judge and jury about the resonance of the dream to your past life.
Thank you. From Dave Farringer, in many ways, he fits the description of the starseed, and he asks, is there another explanation for my slight oddness? And if he is a starseed, is there any valuable source that you would mention that he originates from?
Where is he located?
He's in Grove City, Pennsylvania. He's a musician or a guitar repair person.
Thank you. We do see that you were from another star system, although it was not in a recent lifetime. But it was so impacting, so strong, and so much home that you resonate with that, and you have memories of that, and it influences you in this lifetime. Let it flow, let the energies flow, and do not try to divert them off, but let them move through you and then dissolve, move through you and then dissolve, and see what information it brings you. What were the bodies like on the planet where you were before? Was it a more peaceful place? Were the women beautiful and caring more than in Earth plane? And see what it is that is attractive about that area and your desire to not let the good things of that past series of life go. And we just take a look and see many good times there, many good people, and we see some dissension, but we open to you to open a window that you can see more and don't put yourself down for that little oddness. Thank you.
Thank you. I'm going to ask this question from me before we go to Lorena Canedo's question, and but it relates. There are people in the world that are reported that do some phenomenal things, like psychic surgery. We were watching a video of someone that seemed to be able to put their hand right through somebody's flesh, pull out something from their body, and the flesh would heal immediately. Could you explain a little how that can occur? Are they working with other side beings that are helping? Are they totally having that power themselves? Is it a really effective way of healing? Thank you.
Yes, it is, and it's on a group of beings. It's not just one being. It's a group of beings that work together, and they have the ability to dissolve the flesh and then to reattach, recreate the flesh, and to do it without tearing up the flesh. And it is a whole series of frequencies while working together to part the flesh and then to put it back. And it is a beautiful process. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from Lorena, and she's asking particularly about John of God. I don't usually necessarily like to ask about a specific person and take their inventory, but I'll let our sources decide how they want to answer this. I would like to ask regarding John of God from Brazil. How do the entities work through him to do healings? How does the crystal healing bed work to provide healings? Does any of the crystals blessed by the entities help people heal? Thank you very much.
Thank you. John of God has very special talent. His healings are not always successful, but he has a rate of success. We do not wish to go into detail. Thank you.
I'd like to ask a general question. When one subjects themselves to a healer who is working with a team, can one be confident that the team are service to others?
This question asks for a call on teams which may in general be service to self but may have even one party that is not service to self within it.
You mean service to self or service to others?
That if you have a team and say the majority are service to others, but there may be a service to self entity within the team. It is a matter of what makes up the team and who the team is and the degree of service to self or service to others that any person within there may be, and that might even change from morning till night, depending upon the situations that the being encounters. So this is a very... we cannot answer the question that you will always run into a total service to others team. There may be service to self that creeps in, even to a service to other team. Wynn, are you there?
Yes, excuse me. If one is going to make a decision to see that kind of healer, then one should... would that be a good decision to make, or should one be careful?
One should be careful, but then one should study the results that others have had. Talk to other people that have been to that healer, see what the results have been, and get some sort of a sense of what other people have experienced who have been to that healer. It may be a very good experience, or it might not be, but it depends upon the individual circumstance, but you can get some kind of an idea of the results others have had by speaking with others that have been there.
Thank you. Next question is from Rob in Glendora, California, Robert Sage, and he's sending everyone on the call loving kindness. And I was recently told, now he didn't say who told him, and I'm not sure I understand his whole question, but I'll put it out and see if you'll get it. He was recently told that in his bedroom there are two geopathic stressors, one coming from Earth current and the other from a water vein below my house, and these may be causing some of my many health problems, and I would like to know what, if anything, there is I can do to counteract it. Now, when I was hesitating, I said, I have not heard the term geopathic stressor, and I have not, I'm not sure about earth current. So if Robert doesn't mind, as I simplify his question, are there any energetic flows in his bedroom coming from any sources that are causing some of his health problems?
Thank you. We do see that there are, there's particularly one underground water that creates an energy flow that is somewhat counteracting your energy. And you may try moving your bed for a time into another part of the house and seeing what kind of relief you get. As far as the bedroom goes, if you experience a better experience within another part of the house, you may wish to turn your bedroom into another type of room, like a library, or a, which you may need, or some other type of activity that you do not sleep with. Let us know your results.
Thank you. And just today, this is a question from myself, but it's interesting because it kind of ties in with Rob's question. And somebody had sent me an email, somebody in our group, with a YouTube where someone was talking, showing how to ground your bed, and all these people that were commenting and saying they had great results, you know, sleeping better, their arthritis went away, and it had to do with, like, putting a piece of aluminum foil or screening, metal screen, under your sheet and tying a wire from the screen to something that was grounded, like a water pipe or the grounded side of an electrical outlet. And that they were showing that you could measure the voltage on your body through a meter when you were ungrounded. And as soon as you were on that piece of metal, the voltage would go down to almost zero. So can our sources make any comments if they can visualize that and its benefit?
Thank you. This could be tried, however, there is a factor that may not be able to be handled by the rounding bed, but one could try. In the thing about the grounding bed, they remove sources of electricity, outlets near the bed, to take away some of the sources of the generation of electric current within the body. However, with the underground source of energy transfer that is always moving, it may not be possible to eliminate the source so easily. That is our answer.
Aside for Robert, how about for other people, the idea of grounding your bed? People that can't sleep, people that have aches and pains, and stuff like that. It's probably something somebody has to try.
It is a good idea to eliminate charge on the body. Don't take your cell phone to bed. Eliminate plug-ins that are next to the bed. Turn off like the outlets that are next to the bed. Don't plug stuff in. To make as quiet an electrical situation as possible, so that one may sleep without electrically being disturbed.
Okay. Thank you so much. If anyone wants to look that up, just go on YouTube and look up grounding your bed or something like that, and you'll probably find it. Okay, we have a question here. From Anna in Burbank, and she's asked us times, and Anna, I'm getting to it today. Thank you for being persistent. Last Sunday morning, when I woke up, I saw this orb, which I have seen twice before. The outline was bold black, and the middle is lit up with a yellow-gray light. However, after 1 hour or so, I noticed the orb was black in the middle with a not-so-bright light all around, which has been with me ever since. It floats on the side of my face, but when I turn to see it, it moves away. Sometimes it moves up front, but when I move my eyes up to see it, it moves to the side. I don't know what this means. I'm a little uneasy because the center is black, even though it has a slight illuminated outline. Can you help me understand what's going on? Thank you.
Thank you. This is an energy that is tracking you, and we take a look. Black isn't necessarily bad. Black can be stagnant, and black can help to do the opposite of white, of light. We suggest not getting too familiar with it and asking it to leave. It seems as if it wishes to be connected to you, and it's like an energy that is tracking you and wants to be connected to you. We will address it and see more what it is about. It is very connected in a way to your energy, and we suggest not being too interested in it, too attracted to it, as it needs to move on. And it needs to find its own home and not be a source of spying on you. It needs to go back to its rightful owner, to its group. Our words are meant to mean something. Each word, do not get too connected to it. Don't connect to it. Let it go. Don't be interested in it. Don't try to attract it, but it needs to go back to its source. It needs to not connect to you now. Thank you.
from Rich Buckley. Rich talks about creating a wormhole. And I wanted to say something about the idea of creating things or having powers, wanting to have them, as opposed to just finding yourself, having something naturally float. Oftentimes, now sources may say something different here. This is from Wynn's consciousness. It's that when you know, there's a great attraction to phenomena in this realm. People are kind of hungry for an experience, like using a Ouija board or going to a psychic and have someone be able to look into you and tell you things that they couldn't possibly know. And are wanting to be psychic, and how do I develop my psychic powers? And there are people that will teach those things. But in my personal opinion, that all of those things come as a natural flow as you evolve. And if you start looking for things to bring you phenomena and experience, it's very easy to make a mistake and get something attracted to you that you wished you hadn't. And so that's my, it's like one of these calls here. If you notice, we create kind of a vortex of energy, especially on our Sunday calls. But you know what? I never started those calls thinking, well, I'm going to create a vortex, or I'm going to create this group energy. We just showed up, and it started to happen. And I started to observe it, and I don't experience myself as creating that. The group is creating it, but I'm kind of leading the group. But does that mean I know what I'm doing on how I do that? I would say no, because it's a non-linear creation. It's not like I'm going to do this. And every Sunday, when it happens, it's always a wow in me that say, well, it happened again. It's like synchronicities. No matter how many times I've had a synchronicity, it's always a wow every time I have one. And I'm sure there's people that sit around thinking, how do I create synchronicities? How do I do this? How do I do that? And for me, it feels much safer to be in the middle of being centered, being highly intended, and then things happen. Even psychic phenomena. What is psychic? Psychic is when you feel someone else deeply. You're around someone, and their energies flow into your energies, and vice versa. And suddenly, you can feel them, and you can say something that they might interpret as being psychic. But really, it's coming because you become one with them. It's a manifestation of the law of one. And I'll often do that, and it always amazes me when I do it, and I never try to do it. And I figure if it happens, then it was meant to flow that way. So Rich's question is, before creating a wormhole, shouldn't care be taken to first ask for some help from a higher authority? Please discuss.
Thank you. Wormholes exist in nature, and the entrance to a wormhole can be obscured. When a person is attempting to create a wormhole, they would need to have a purpose for if they were going to have a successful wormhole, like for transport, for one from one location to another or one location to a higher realm. And in creating the wormhole, one can run into problems, and one should know what they are doing to create a successful wormhole. To create a successful wormhole, you need a successful goal, like transport to a higher realm, transport through the light to heaven. That is a wormhole. One can learn to work with wormholes, like bringing in the light. And it does take memories or special knowledge to be able to do it. And one could get injured if they do not do it correctly. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, that's the end of our questions tonight. I thank our sources so much for being here and answering, and Terry and all of you. And unmute everybody. And we'll see you, some of you, Sunday. And if you've never attended one of our Sunday calls, I hope you do. Check it out. It's our most popular call. It's where we focus on bringing in the energies of the higher realms, bringing them in so people on the call have an experience of that energy. And on that note,
all callers are unmuted.
We're all
thank
unmuted.
You, Terry. Thank you, Wynn.
Thank you, Wynn.
Thank you, Wynn.
Thank you, Terry.
Thank you, Wynn. Terry and Heish.
Everybody, peace, love, and harmony.
David Wilcox on Coast to Coast tonight, if anybody's interested in that.
Lovely night. Thank you.
That's great. Right.
Thank you. Good night, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you, Don. Much love for you all.
God bless you all.
Your conference recording has stopped.
Hey, where's Ramananda here?
Hey, Wynn, how do we get a question in for Sunday, you say?
You send it. Well, Sunday we don't answer questions.
Only Wednesday?
Questions on Wednesday. If you're on my email list, there's an email on there where you would send the questions to, but the email is questions@intelligent-infinity.com. Questions at intelligent-infinity.com. Dharmananda, it's not good for me to get into a conversation after the call. I did it last time.
Okay.
Everyone wants to ask me a question, and then the call will go on for 3 hours.
Right. Yeah.
So I just have to say, I tried to answer somebody's question last time, and I got in trouble. So
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, as you mentioned before, when you said to question everything, is there a way that I could sort of leave the question kind of open-ended so as to see what if the answer matches somewhat with what I'm aware of at this point?
Well, just send the question in, and we'll see what happens.
Okay,
you know?
Thank you so much.
Okay, all right.
Thank you so much.
Okay, we'll see you next time. Okay.
Thanks, Wynn. Thanks, Terry. Appreciate all you do.
Okay.
Goodbye.